It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, GM's latest EV sales are much better. Norway's on target for a 2025 combustion car demise. And the Volvo EX30 hits 100,000 after just 1 year. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why this story about Tesla managers investigating sick leave in Berlin just won't go away. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Wednesday, 2nd of October. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. And welcome to a new Patreon podcast producer, Paul Gregory Cullen. Paul, thank you so much for being part of the gang in the treehouse here in Patreon. We've all bunched up. There's room for you. Patreon supporters get the episodes ad-free. Be like Paul by clicking on a link in the show notes. Paul signed up on the 23rd of September, actually, because I like to do a name a day, give everyone their moment in the spotlight. I'm a little bit behind. So if you've signed up recently on Patreon, I'm not ignoring you. I promise. Right, we'll start with Volkswagen lowering the ID.3 price to match the combustion Golf. Volkswagen's announced a price reduction of €3,000 for its electric ID.3 hatchback, effective from today. Currently, this discount is only in Germany, with no confirmation on whether it'll be extended to other European markets where the ID.3 is sold. With an additional e-mobility bonus of €3,570 available from Volkswagen Germany until the end of the year, the ID.3, with those two discounts, is now down to €29,760. This pricing strategy positions the ID.3 below something like the BYD Dolphin, which is priced at €32,990 in Germany. The price cut comes as Volkswagen adjusts their forecasts for EV sales and profit margins because of a decline in demand for VW EVs, aiming to enhance consumer interest. Additionally, recent EU tariffs on EVs made in China could bolster the ID.3 sales. In terms of pricing dynamics, like I say, the ID.3 is now closely matched with Volkswagen's traditional Golf model, at least in Germany. The new base price for the ID.3, €29,760, is just a smidge above the Golf starting price of €28,330, but as hopefully any half-decent Volkswagen Germany salesman or saleswoman would remind you if you walk into the showroom to buy one, operating costs have to be thought about. Also, things like better performance, better acceleration, the base ID.3, way better than the base Golf. And, you know, what is right for you? Maybe you want the Golf, and that's good. Go ahead and buy that. No one's complaining. But if you want the lower running costs and operating expenses of an electric car, by the time you factor that in, you're going to have this car for 3 or 5 years, maybe. The electric one is much cheaper. Here in the UK, price equality for new EVs has already been achieved with cars like the Vauxhall Frontera, Vauxhall or Opel, as you may know it in your market. The Frontera is the same price, advertised MSRP, even without the operating expenses and running costs. And it remains to be seen if the ID3's price reduction will be rolled out in other regions. I imagine if it works well in Germany, adding a little bit of discounting, they may well do that. Especially as we get towards the end of the year here in the UK, we've got some of the car makers have got to do a bit of discounting to sell some more EVs to avoid fines because their proportion of their car fleet cannot be too combustion, if that makes sense. Now's not the time to get into the ZEV mandate. Now, here's a story that's been updated in the last few hours. André Thierig is the leader of Tesla's Gigafactory in Germany, and he has had to come out and defend the company's method of having senior managers visit their employees, bang on their front door, and ask them if they're really, really sick. Really sick, boss. Not playing PlayStation. He suggests that some workers might be misusing Germany's sick leave policies. Well, these comments come after local media reported that managers were showing up at the homes of employees who were called in sick for the day, leading to negative reactions, plenty of negative reactions on the internet. Also, employees affected were reported in German media to be slamming the doors on their managers and threatening to call the police if they didn't leave their property, as reported by the Handelsblatt newspaper. Thierig noted that such home visits are not unusual. Well, I've never heard of it before. He says that it's kind of normal. I've never heard of that. I've been reporting on the German EV industry for a long time. If it's happened, it's never been reported. In my working career, I'm 46 years old. No one has ever knocked on my door to go, hey, you called in sick today. Let me, blow your nose into this. Like, what? According to the German press agency, DPA, Tesla saying that it's normal to do that. Thierig saying that Tesla's management wants to connect with the work ethic of its staff. Previous remarks from factory officials pointed out that there was a significant sick leave on Fridays at Tesla. And he said, and I quote, "That is not an indicator of bad working conditions because the working conditions are the same on all working days and across all shifts," end quote. Yeah, mate. But if you hate your job, if your job sucks, Friday, you are 5 days into it. If you're doing a Monday to Friday, if your shift work is different, right? This is like managers who don't understand, who are, you know, managers who are paid a lot of money, firstly, have a different incentive structure to the rest of us. And also people who like their job. I love my job, by the way, now that my entire life is making podcasts for you. This is my whole job. I've given everything else up. Like, there's none, the F1 stuff is all gone. I don't do radio anymore. This is it. Like, this is how I pay my mortgage. It's bonkers. And I love my job. So I think about it. I work on it all the time because it's not really work for me. But if I think back to the jobs that I've had in my working career, when you hate your job, Sunday night, you stay up late because you want to go to bed. Because the minute you go to bed, Monday morning's rolling around. Like, you need to think like your employees. And he says that there's no problem with work ethic at Tesla Germany. Hey, I mean, you do you, but if your sick leave, which is up 17% at Tesla Germany, is 3 times the rate of the German automotive industry in general, well, then something's happening. You can't just say, well, it's not us. It's not me, it's you. I don't know about that. Well, that continues to be a story that rumbles on. 12,000 people work at Tesla Germany in Berlin. And clearly, you know, lots of people must love their job. In every job, there's 12,000 people. There's going to be a proportion who don't like their job and do it for the money. But you have to ask, what's going on there? We'll watch the story now. General Motors is next. And I'm thinking about how big this report is. And I'll get into it now on the podcast. If I've got time, I think I'm going to put together a special report that might be 8 or 10 minutes later. Look out in your feed for that. GM has released its third quarter sales data showing a rebound in EV production. In Q3 this year, GM sold 32,195 EVs, 60% up on the same quarter last year, 46% up on the previous quarter this year. Well, the surge is thanks to new models like the Equinox EV and increased production of existing models like the Blazer. GM has sold 70,450 EVs this year, but like I say, 32,000 of them in the last quarter alone. That's across Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, and, you know, more, of course. So their share of the US market now is a 9.5 share. That's really good. I mean, they're basically in double figures, round it up and all that. That's a double figure share for GM in the US EV market. This has been a long time coming. Are there problems behind them in the rearview mirror? Have they turned a corner? Looks like it. They're second only to Tesla now. Cadillac Lyriq had sales of 7,224 in the quarter. It's better than all of last year. Equinox and Blazer also saw rising demand. Equinox sold 9,700 in the quarter. That's 10,500 year to date. And these figures were achieved without the base, the trim, like the base LT trim. That's going to launch with a starting price of 33,600. That's about 35,000 with destination. I should always add that, actually. Mental note. So 35 grand for the base LT trim of the Equinox. That's going to shift even more. Blazer, then, I've mentioned that. Blazer sold 8,000 units, just two short of 8,000 in the quarter. And that's 15 for the year, which is brilliant. 15,000 Blazers on the road this year. Great. And the Bolt and the Bolt EUV still sell. Not in production anymore, but it was on dealer lots. And they've sold 8,000 of them. So all in all, add a bit of Hummer in there. Hey, look, the Hummer, the pickup and the SUV, has sold 8,900 units. Like, what? Who's buying those? Someone. And the Silverado EV has rebounded. And so that's great news. You know what? I think I will look out for a special report later today in your podcast feed, both ad-free for patrons and ad-supported on the free feed. And I'll dig deep into what this means for GM and the EV market in general, because I think it's really fascinating. Now, let's move on and talk about Volvo Cars and several of their peers and industrial companies, 50 in total, actually, are pressing the European Union, submitting a letter, if you like, and asking the European Union to stick to the plan. To stick to the plan of banning combustion in 2035, not dictating the technology that we must move to. So it could be hydrogen, could be electric, could be something else. But the EU's plan of reducing emissions from 2035 to zero. A statement yesterday highlights that 50 firms are backing the initiative, stressing the importance for certainty for investments. And I've talked about this so many times on the podcast. Automotive investments are not done for next year or the year after, and clearly things are tweaked. They're done for 10 years, 20 years' time. The roadmaps in automotive are just like nothing else that you've worked with. And EVs have changed all that. So firstly, if you work in the car industry, you know, I'm thinking of you because I know that your world's been turned upside down. But you need to make those investments on a long-term plan. And if you want to get that investment signed off, especially if you're publicly traded, but either way, I mean, pretty much everyone is, then you need a clear runway of what's the regulatory framework going to be? What are the rules of the game in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years' time, as best we can? Jim Rowan, CEO of Volvo, saying that, and I quote, "Electrification is the single biggest action our industry can take to cut its carbon footprint. The 2035 target is crucial to align all stakeholders on this journey and ensure European competitiveness," end quote. Well, other supporters of the EU plan include Rivian, signed their name to this, Uber, IKEA, the energy company Iberdrola, and like I say, a total of 50 putting their name to this letter. Kind of led by Volvo in a way, though. Despite this support, the EU's emissions targets for cars have come under fire recently, particularly from some of the other car makers who are facing declining sales as we move to EV, and they don't like it. And I wouldn't like it. If I was a car maker and I'd put out some crappy EVs and the Chinese are coming and there's better EVs around the corner, my whole business has been turned upside down, I'd be saying, it's not fair. The old world has changed. I don't want to stop making combustion cars. And some of those voices are very loud and influential. The automotive industry lobby has cautioned about multi-billion euro fines. Of course they have. Turkeys don't vote for Christmas. These carbon reduction goals for 2025 have been set in various forms since 2017. Now that we've got 3 months to go till next year, it's not new news that you have to reduce your carbon emissions. And yet everyone's got, so many of the car makers are going, what? We're going to be fined? You're kidding me. That's not fair. Heather, you knew about this. Transportation is the only sector in Europe that's seen an increase in emissions over the last 30 years, which poses challenges for the region's goal of emissions reductions this decade and net zero by 2050. 20 flipping 50 we're talking about here. And the car makers are going, oh, a little bit too soon. Oh, I can't get off my chair that quickly. Maybe you need to. Proponents of the combustion engine ban argue that the EU is falling behind China. No, you're not kidding. And particularly in the mass market as well, they believe that European manufacturers have postponed the shift to new technologies on purpose to rely on combustion because it's profitable and then claim ignorance. Right, I'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about loads of things like Chevrolet's EV training program and Bentley saying that their customers want combustion. What? Rolls-Royce respectfully disagree. Stick around. Back in a moment.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor, or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. So, hey, it's long already. Hey, I'm sorry about this. I'm only halfway through. The ad-free feed is on Patreon. The ad-supported feed, which is free, as always. You might listen to the odd ad or two, but it helps me pay the bills. And if you want to sign up to Patreon, then you can do that. And you can be a free member on Patreon. So you can take part in the polls and the votes, and you can see what we're doing. You can't get all of the content, some of the advanced content. And I'm really busy at the moment in the background rewriting what you get for your, you know, $10, $20 a month to support the show. So I might put out a vote later about some specifics about that, you know, as well. But just be rest assured that I can grandfather in the prices. So whatever you pay for now on Patreon, for as long as you're a member, your prices won't be going up. So just for kind of new people that join, because those prices have been the same for, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, I think. Now, let's talk about the Cybertruck. Tesla's rolled out full self-driving supervised for the Cybertruck, meeting its commitment to be available by the end of September. It's an early access phase, not available to all users by any means, but some Cybertrucks did get the software, so Tesla kept their promise that some Cybertrucks would have it by the end of September. Introducing end-to-end on highway, signifying the arrival of FSD for the Cybertruck, the capability uses what they call a unified neural network to handle all driving tasks on the highways. Previously, highway functions relied on version 11 of the old software. The new update enhances the vehicle's ability to manage more complex driving scenarios, lane change, merges, exits, and interchanges with more autonomy and a more natural feeling of fluidity. Chevrolet is next in the news. They're launching a nationwide training program aimed at improving the knowledge and confidence of dealer staff. This is really, really good. I've been banging this drum for such a long time, and I know it's another thing to do, but the initiative will involve 7,000 employees in five states that they will do the training in, covering educational topics, debunking myths about EVs, hands-on experience from GM and other brands as well, to equip sales staff or sales consultants, I'm not sure the exact term that they like to be called, but salespeople at EV-certified dealerships through the understanding of tech, range, charging, and total ownership costs. Michael McAfee, Chevrolet's director of sales operations, saying that the program seeks to empower staff to engage effectively when customers walk in and talk about electric vehicles. This is so important. I've talked about this for so long, that if you walk into a dealership and someone can sell you an EV in 30 minutes, sell you a car in 30 minutes because you've had like, you know, three of the previous ones and you want to get the new one on the lease or whatever, and yeah, I might want to go EV. At the end of the day, we all operate in our own self-interest. I firmly believe that. We're all good people, want to help our communities, but I do think if someone's going to walk in and you are incentivized on a sales structure to sell cars, and you know, some of these salespeople don't earn a huge amount of money, some do and some don't, and you can get a car out of the door in 30 minutes, or you can sell, it might take 2 hours to sell an EV, it might take 2 weeks to sell an EV. Talk about charging, getting a wall box on your car, what's a range, what's a charge curve, where do you charge, why you want to unplug at 80%. I mean, there's a million things. And why would you do that? If I was a salesperson and I had to, you know, feed my family, why would I stick my neck out? Even if you loved EVs, you could make twice as much, four times as much money just getting combustion cars out the door, because that's what you know how to do. This is really good training program. Some EVs are dealerships are incredible at this, by the way. They've got their own programs. I know dealerships that listen to this podcast, that send it around their staff. And obviously, if you listen every day, you'll know that we thank our premium partners and the guys in Cincinnati who are one of the most pro-EV, EV-forward, forward-thinking, progressive, you know, dealerships, dealer chains in America, because they understand that this is a transition we're going on. Some people want combustion, some people want EV, and the ones that want EV need a bit more time to get their head around it, and that includes the people who sell you the car as well. So congratulations to those brilliant initiatives that are happening all around the United States. Initial feedback from the training sessions at Chevrolet have been encouraging. Over 80% of participants now feel prepared to sell an EV compared to before the training. That's really good. Bob Johnson Auto Group in Rochester, New York, saw its EV sales rise dramatically. They were selling 4 units a month before the training, and afterwards it went to 41. That was in the whole month of August. John Love is the group's president, noted that fostering a supportive environment for employees to discuss and display EVs has really helped customer interaction and the overall score, the customer satisfaction score for your dealership. And they'll come back in a few years' time, or maybe when they want a second car, or they want service, and they trust you, have that relationship, really important. All right, let's move on. Bentley, the luxury brand under Volkswagen, is scaling back their EV plans. The new CEO, CEO Frank Stefan Walliser, mentioning in an interview with Car and Driver that the current luxury market for affluent consumers says they want combustion. In 2020, Bentley said they were going to shift their lineup to plug-ins by 2026 and be electric by 2030. That's all out the window now. As a smaller automaker, Bentley says they face challenges in producing two of every vehicle. So it's not an option for them to either have a combustion version or an electric version, like the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class is going to be. They're going to get rid of EQS, and it's going to be called S-Class or S-Class Electric or, you know, whatever. But they're going to go back to calling it the S-Class and make two of each car, and you can choose your powertrain. Interesting way of doing it. Bentley say they haven't got that luxury. But in contrast, Rolls-Royce, Bentley's main competitor, is fully dedicated to EVs. Rolls-Royce has launched the Spectre. They've got another one coming in 2027, one in 28. That's the sedan that comes in 28. And they'll be fully electric by 2030 because, you know, I use this phrase waftability. I'm sure Rolls-Royce don't use the phrase waftability. But, you know, you waft around the French Riviera and maybe you'll do 10 or 15 miles. But, you know, you do not want to be carrying around a bunch of sound deadening and all that kind of stuff. Just do it with EV motors because it just saves all the effort of having to quieten down combustion, and it smells, and you can have a home charger. So you never have to go to the filling station. It's just every morning it's full. Brilliant. That's the way it should be for that level of customer. Bentley disagree with me, though. Now, let's talk about record zero emission vehicle rebates in Canada. In the month of August, applications for the federal rebates in Canada for zero emission cars reached an all-time high, influenced by rising demand in Quebec, actually. Tesla led the way, followed by Hyundai and the Chevrolet Equinox, getting more rebate requests than the Tesla Model Y and the Model 3 for the first time. And one way, if you're a landlord and own some property, to boost your rental income, data shows today, add an EV charger. According to Rightmove, the property website, listings featuring car chargers are increasing, can increase your property value by £5,000. Alexandra Crocker from John D. Wood, an estate agent and letting agent in London, highlighted the growing demand for tenants for EV charging options, mentioning that landlords have started including chargers now as part of the rental agreement, particularly in houses, but also in newly constructed flats. The potential for landlords to make more money, charge a higher rent for a property with an EV charger varies by location. In some parts of our country, like Surrey in the southeast, where convenience of commuting into London is prioritised, tenants are more open to paying more for homes with charging capabilities. Costs about £1,000 to add a charger, but there are some grants for homeowners, for landlords, not for homeowners anymore. But for a landlord, you can get up to 75% of the installation cost, or £350, I think. I think it's that for even several of your properties. I think I'll look into that. And I mentioned this at the beginning of the podcast. Norway had an amazing month last month, and we can thank your fellow Patreon supporter. He's been in the Patreon treehouse hanging out with the rest of us for longer than most. His name is Jan Tore Jobby, and he sent me this story. In Norway last month, because we get the data on the first day of the month, which is great. Thanks, Norway. We like that, not having to wait. 96.4% of new car registrations were pure EV. That's amazing. Norway's now on track to hit its goal of 100% EV by 2025. Last month, 12,495 new EVs were registered. That's a new record. Compared to September last year, 9,000 EVs were registered, up 25%. Market dynamics have shifted despite the introduction of a value-added tax, VAT, on EVs over 500,000 Norwegian kroner, and new regulations affecting EVs in public transport and toll systems. There were 100-odd plug-in hybrids sold in September, 100-odd petrol cars, and a diesel car was sold. one diesel. 48 pure petrol cars were registered. That didn't have any kind of battery or hybrid. So, and no fuel cells. So, which is amazing. Well, Norway, we love you. We love you, Norway, for leading the way. You are the best. Let's all be like you. Let's go to the US Army Reserve next, where they're enhancing their EV charging infrastructure and their sustainable energy with facilities across the country to boost what they call operational readiness. A five-year agreement has been signed with a company called TechFlow to design, install, and maintain EV charging stations and microgrids at Army Reserve sites. That builds on a successful recent pilot program with the Defense Innovation Unit to add more EV charging to their sites. Great news for Volvo next in the news today, and the brand's most affordable electric vehicle hit 100,000 units produced on September 30th. It achieved the figure around a year since series production began at the Zhangjiajou plant in China. Had a real good look around for the series production start date of EX30. Couldn't find it. Some reports said it happened at the start of the unveil, which was June 23, I think it was, in China. Some said July. So if you work at Volvo and you want to tell me off the record, series production date, EX30 in China, I'd love to know, just out of curiosity. But we're about a year. I think we're over a year now into that. So 100,000 in just over a year. Starts at $40,000 or 30,000 euros here in Europe. And its market impact is significant. Second best-selling vehicle in Europe last month behind the Tesla Model Y. Delayed in the United States until 2025 because of the tariffs, the 100% tariffs on Chinese cars, and it's made in China, even though it's a Volvo, and many people think, Swedish, right? To navigate the tariffs, Volvo are going to move the production to Ghent, which is in Belgium, and export from Belgium to the US, and that should still mean that it gets a price of around mid-30s, maybe $35,000-$37,000. Which would have been impossible with the Chinese tariffs. WLTP range here in Europe, 298 miles, that's 480 kilometers from the big 69 kilowatt hour battery. You can get a 51 kilowatt hour battery too. And with a 0 to 62 mile an hour, that's 100 kph figure of 3.4 seconds, it's the fastest accelerating Volvo they've ever made. The EX30 is a sister car to the Zeekr X, the Smart 1, the Smart 3 as well, based on Geely's sustainable experience architecture, which is less of a platform really and more of an architecture, as the name suggests. About five different core platforms on that. This Volvo EX30 is on the SCA2 platform. And finally, Octopus Energy has purchased Exogen Group. Really interesting example here of how energy companies are expanding in the light of electric vehicles, in battery storage, in renewables, and they see this opportunity once in a lifetime to be the new oil companies. But, you know, just kind of a less scumbag version of an oil company. A developer specializing in solar and battery storage, Exogen has been sold to Octopus to enhance their renewable energy initiatives. Exogen is focused on large-scale renewable energy and large-scale storage, working on projects with a generation capacity over 2.5 gigawatts in England. In the past year, they've secured planning approvals for 520 megawatts of battery storage in England alone. Additionally, the company has 260 megawatts of solar capacity and about the same again of battery storage in planning or entering planning in the upcoming year. Octopus Energy manages renewable energy projects valued at nearly £7 billion. That's $9.4 billion US dollars equivalent. The acquisition of Exogen will support Britain's transition to low carbon energy sources, as our new government has been very keen to point out the best way to get energy independence and not have our energy bills go through the roof when Putin burps and invades a country is to make the energy here, to store it here, to sell it here, to put it into the cars that we drive, and not be going, you know, cap in hand for our energy to other countries. Really, really interesting. Every country can do that different ways. Like, you know, we are the windiest country in Europe, for instance. It comes off the Atlantic largely, and we could have a ton of offshore and onshore wind, and with some battery storage and other technology, that would do us to the largest extent. We don't need a load of new nuclear for base load. Other countries can do that. Other states that are, you know, particularly sunny, other that can do particularly hydro and all these technologies. And then hydrogen has to come in there somewhere for storage at some point, you think, to use excess renewables for a form of storage. Look, battery storage has taken off, though, completely. And I can't wait to see where this goes. And I did a recent survey on Patreon, and I asked you about, you know, do you want more renewables news? And it was one of our most ticked, voted for answers. So I'll look out for more stories like this because it clearly interests you. Well, it's a long podcast today. What have I done? Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one, see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No.